The county planners start their meeting Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Richland Services Building. The new location for a ski maintenance building off Canyons Drive down the hill from the Grand Summit Hotel has been debated and discussed over the last couple of months. Previously, the Snyderville commissioners asked for information about other sites the applicants considered and why those were rejected. At the last discussion on the building, the applicants gave that review. But staff planner Tiffany Robinson said at a recent meeting a new concern came up which might decisively nix the building at that location.
The setback of a retaining wall, which would be on the north end of the parking area for the structure, and this would be actually not meeting the wetland setback, and the determination by Community Development Director Pat Putt is that no structures can be within that wetland sensitive environmental area setback, which is, it would require a 40-foot setback. So that is obviously an item of concern. There are a couple of items that we're still requesting some discussion from the Planning Commission, but given that that is not meeting that setback, staff is recommending denial of that final site plan.
However, she said there is conflicting language in the code.
There is actually some very specific language, very specific to retaining walls that don't require retaining walls to meet setbacks. So that's why we're really requesting discussion from the Planning Commission to address this item and kind of vet it thoroughly to see what we arrive at the end of the night. The applicants, they have not formally requested, but they have asked staff to set it up for a request for a recommendation. This would be a recommendation to the county manager, and then the county manager would then conduct a public hearing and make that final decision. But we are proceeding forward looking for a recommendation from the Planning Commission.
Another resort project is the Cloud Dine Day Lodge off White Pine Canyon Road. Robinson said the use has had a temporary approval since 2010.
It was permitted as a temporary use, understanding that there was a lack of restroom and restaurant facilities on the south side of the mountain. At the time, the applicants, the owners of the properties, were really wanting to have something immediately, which obviously permanent structure takes some time. So we permitted that on a temporary basis. And then with the change of ownership and stuff, that was supposed to come down this past spring, but we didn't get any of that permanent approval taken care of and permanent construction. So that will be moving forward this coming spring. That will be the obligation to get that temporary structure that is currently constructed of a tension membrane, which is not allowed by code. So that's why it was only allowed as temporary.
She said the permanent building will be a little bigger.
They are adding some also small ski patrol area attached to that and some additional restrooms. So it is getting slightly bigger than what it is now, mostly with some deck outside deck space.
County Staff Planner Tiffany Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.